成都市2021级高中毕业班第二次诊断性检测，英语。现在是听力试音时间。
Cindy, as a working mother, how do you balance work and family?
It takes skill, but raising a kid while working is not as hard as most people think.
You mean it's not difficult?
No.Not if you know how to share your responsibilities properly. My husband does more housework, and I try to spend as much time with our child as possible. She joins me in my daily activities.
What do you mean?
Working as a model, I do a lot of exercise every day to stay fit, and I encourage our child to do it with me. As a result, I'm fit, she's fit,And we spend time together.
I see. Cindy, as a working mother, how do you balance work and family?
It takes skill, but raising a kid while working is not as hard as most people think.
You mean it's not difficult?
No, not if you know how to share your responsibilities properly. My husband does more housework.And I try to spend as much time with our child as possible. She joins me in my daily activities.
What do you mean?
Working as a model, I do a lot of exercise every day to stay fit, and I encourage our child to do it with me. As a result, I'm fit, she's fit, and we spend time together.
I see.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始，请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段对话仅读一遍。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
I can't believe it's 8:30. The train has left. I will be late.
Oh, you should have gotten up earlier.
I know, but it's really a headache for me to get up. I'm afraid I'll fail my French test. I've spent so much time memorizing French vocabulary.
Maybe you are taking the wrong path. You need to study a new language in real context. Try some books in easy French. Hey, do you know when my car will be ready? I need it for tomorrow.
All repairs should be done by the end of the day, but I see the petrol is running out. Don't forget to have the gas tank filled.
Josh, you look tired today. It's just Monday. What's wrong?
Sorry, Mrs. Kim. Last night I stayed up late, working hard to complete the paper you assigned last Friday.
I'm afraid you misunderstood the deadline. It isn't today. You finished the task 2 days early.
Did you hear Mrs. Jones is retiring?
Her doctor advised her to stop working right away. She has severe heart disease.
I had thought she wouldn't retire before our graduation. She's so great. I will miss her.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟，听完后各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至七题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hey, sweetie, you look terrible. Are you sick?
No, Dad. It's Joe. I had a quarrel with him. He always ignores me. I know he is busy with work, but I just can't help myself. I think my life is getting out of control.
Honey, the best way to control your life is to stop controlling people around you.You have no idea how much energy you've wasted thinking about what other people are doing. Just focus on your own business. Hey, there's a lecture tonight about inner peace. Let's go and listen to it together.
Okay.
Hey, sweetie, you look terrible. Are you sick?
No, Dad. It's Joe.I had a quarrel with him. He always ignores me. I know he is busy with work, but I just can't help myself. I think my life is getting out of control.
Honey, the best way to control your life is to stop controlling people around you. You have no idea how much energy you've wasted thinking about what other people are doing.Just focus on your own business. Hey, there's a lecture tonight about inner peace. Let's go and listen to it together.
Okay.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Good morning, Ashley.There's a tree planting event this Sunday in George Park. Are you interested? I'm sure you'll learn a lot more than what we cover in this class.
Wow! Thank you, Mr. Smith. I'm quite interested. Count me in. What should I bring?
We'll provide drinking water and necessary tools.But it's important to wear comfortable clothes and shoes. Don't forget to bring sunscreen because the weatherman says it will be sunny.
How will we get there?
We've arranged a bus, which will leave from the school at 7 a.m. If it's too early for you, you can ask your mom to drive you there. We should arrive at 8 a.m.
My home is within walking distance. I can just walk there.
That's great. See you.
Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Good morning, Ashley. There's a tree planting event this Sunday in George Park. Are you interested? I'm sure you'll learn a lot more than what we cover in this class.
Wow. Thank you, Mr. Smith. I'm quite interested. Count me in. What should I bring?
We'll provide drinking water and necessary tools, but it's important to wear comfortable clothes and shoes. Don't forget to bring sunscreen, because the weatherman says it will be sunny.
How will we get there?
We've arranged a bus, which will leave from the school at 7 a.m. If it's too early for you, you can ask your mom to drive you there. We should arrive at 8 a.m.
My home is within walking distance. I can just walk there.
That's great. See you.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hey, Noah.Have you heard the news? Nathan got promoted to manager of the sales department.
Wow, he's only been with the company for a year, but he deserves it. He is the most talented salesman I've ever seen.
He easily connects with customers and builds strong relationships with them.
Yeah.He always explains complex concepts in an easy way. I think that's why he is so successful.
It's no wonder the management decided to promote him. By the way, what about you? You've worked in this company much longer than him. Do you envy his promotion?
Oh, Luna, not at all. I do think he is the best choice.I'm sure he'll be able to bring some positive changes to our company.
Hey, Noah, have you heard the news? Nathan got promoted to manager of the sales department.
Wow, he's only been with the company for a year, but he deserves it. He is the most talented salesman I've ever seen.
He easily connects with customers and builds strong relationships with them.
Yeah, he always explains complex concepts in an easy way. I think that's why he is so successful.
It's no wonder the management decided to promote him. By the way, what about you? You've worked in this company much longer than him. Do you envy his promotion?
Oh, Luna...Not at all. I do think he is the best choice. I'm sure he'll be able to bring some positive changes to our company.
Listen to the 9th material.回答第十四至十六题，现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Welcome to University of Sydney Radio.Today, we are lucky to have Dr. Leo with us. Hello, Dr. Leo.
Hello, Lewis.
You established the first PPA major in 2012. Why did you do that?
I have long hoped this traditional Chinese instrument would be recognized in Australia. I decided to establish a PPA major because one of my students said she had to give up studying PPA as her major because this university didn't have such a major. This brought back memories. I was told the same thing when I came here in 1999.
You didn't win much support from the university at first, right?
My colleagues were worried about curriculum development and teaching methods. But my biggest challenge was the admissions. There were only a small number of people who knew traditional Chinese music.
But you managed to help people know more about traditional Chinese music. How did you do it?
4 years after the major was set up, I formed a Chinese orchestra. As an optional course open to all students, it has become very popular, and we have given many performances across Australia, which has allowed people here to have a close encounter with Chinese music.
Welcome to University of Sydney Radio. Today we are lucky to have Dr. Leo with us. Hello, Dr. Leo.
Hello, Lewis.
You established the first PPA major in 2012. Why did you do that?
I have long hoped this traditional Chinese instrument would be recognized in Australia. I decided to establish a PPA major because one of my students said she had to give up studying PPA as her major because this university didn't have such a major. This brought back memories. I was told the same thing when I came here in 1999.
You didn't win much support from the university at first, right?
My colleagues were worried about curriculum development and teaching methods. But my biggest challenge was the admissions. There were only a small number of people who knew traditional Chinese music.
But you managed to help people know more about traditional Chinese music. How did you do it?
4 years after the major was set up, I formed a Chinese orchestra. As an optional course open to all students, it has become very popular, and we have given many performances across Australia, which has allowed people here to have a close encounter with Chinese music.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our travel program. Today, we are thrilled to take you on a journey to the beautiful 17th century canal district of Amsterdam, Netherlands. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. Often referred to as Venice of the North, Amsterdam's canal district is a true wonder of city planning. As we explore this historic neighborhood, you'll be transported back to the Dutch Golden Age, when Amsterdam was a center of trade and commerce. The canals were designed to promote transportation and the city's economic growth. During our tour, we will pass by the four canals in this district. These canals are lined with elegant houses, which hold great historical significance. They were built by wealthy merchants and have been well preserved to this day. You can see how rich this city was from these houses. They also symbolize this city's modern liveliness because many of them have been turned into museums, hotels, restaurants, and shops. In conclusion, visiting Amsterdam's 17th century canal district is like stepping into a living postcard. Hopefully one day you will come here to enjoy the beauty, history, and cultural significance in person.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our travel program. Today we are thrilled to take you on a journey to the beautiful 17th century canal district of Amsterdam, Netherlands. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. Often referred to as Venice of the North, Amsterdam's canal district is a true wonder of city planning. As we explore this historic neighborhood, you'll be transported back to the Dutch Golden Age when Amsterdam was a center of trade and commerce. The canals were designed to promote transportation and the city's economic growth. During our tour, we will pass by the four canals in this district. These canals are lined with elegant houses, which hold great historical significance. They were built by wealthy merchants and have been well preserved to this day. You can see how rich this city was from these houses. They also symbolize this city's modern liveliness because many of them have been turned into museums, hotels, restaurants, and shops. In conclusion, visiting Amsterdam's 17th century canal district is like stepping into a living postcard. Hopefully one day, you will come here to enjoy the beauty, history, and cultural significance in person.
第二节到此结束。现在你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。